Hello, this is Anna Laura Brown with the Healthy Happy Autoimmune Podcast, where we help you be healthy and happy no matter where you are on your autoimmune journey. Discover solutions for both physical and emotional wellness. Visit healthyhappyautoimmune.com for show notes and resources, and let's get started with today's episode.
Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Happy Autoimmune Podcast. I hope that you guys are all doing well and enjoying your day and that you are on a good start when it comes to your journey of being healthy and happy. And you know, I personally have had a little bit of a rough day today, to tell the truth. I'm a little bit more tired than normal, not really sure exactly what's going on, but you know, still had to get this podcast episode out. And so I thought that I would talk with you ladies today about a topic, and this is something that a lot of times when people start their journey to healing from autoimmune and they have to make changes to their diet, they a lot of times don't really know what to eat for breakfast. So today's episode, we're going to talk all about what I eat for breakfast and why. And yes, you definitely need to eat breakfast. So that's another thing too. You don't want to make the mistake of not eating breakfast. I know that sometimes people think, oh, well, it's a good idea to fast, it's a good idea to, you know, cut back on food, different things like that. But the reality is that your body needs the food in the morning. So you definitely need to be eating breakfast. So there are really about three or so main things that I eat for breakfast on a regular basis. Sometimes there might be something else different that I might eat from time to time. There's really about three main things that I eat. One of those is like some eggs with vegetables. So like I mentioned on the podcast last week, I actually do not do the full AIP. So I'm really on more of a just a regular paleo diet, not autoimmune paleo. So I, because of our autoimmune protocol, so because of that, I do eat eggs. So one of the things that I'll eat for breakfast would be like some eggs with vegetables, and occasionally I might just eat some plain eggs, but most of the time I put, you know, like some spinach or broccoli, onion, maybe. Those are the main vegetables I usually cook with it, but sometimes, you know, I might use a combination of other kinds of vegetables, but you get the idea. And then sometimes if I'm really craving kind of that cheesy taste, texture type thing, I like to use nutritional yeast with my eggs. And that actually works really, really well to help give you kind of that cheesy, tangy flavor. I know it sounds kind of weird that nutritional yeast can be used as a substitute for cheese, but you'd be surprised how well it tastes. And yeah, it really actually works pretty good. So anyhow, so I'll eat that, and occasionally I might have some gluten-free toast with it as well. As far as gluten-free bread goes, my favorite brands in general are the Franz brand and the Canyon Bakehouse gluten-free. But I also like, there's also a brand called Simply Needs that their bread is a little bit more expensive, but it is a sourdough-based gluten-free bread. And you have to buy it online through their website. Well, or actually, you know what, they might have some stores that may carry it, but I know here in Utah anyway, they don't have any stores that carry it, so I have to, at least where I live, I have to order it online. But, you know, if you live kind of in the area of where they're from, which I believe they're from like the Midwest somewhere, or, you know, in some states, you may be able to get it. But anyhow, for most of us, you have to order it online through their website, and it's about $40 for four loaves. So it's about $10 a loaf. So it is kind of, you know, a little bit more expensive, but it is a little bit more filling, I feel like. And because it's sourdough, it has, you know, like that probiotic benefit to it or whatever. So anyhow, it's called Simple Needs and it's really good too. So occasionally I might do that, but sometimes I don't. You know, a lot of times I'll just eat, you know, two eggs mixed in with a bunch of vegetables. So anyhow, that's one of the main things that I eat for breakfast. Another thing that I eat for breakfast would be some kind of like green smoothie, a lot of times with some protein powder of some kind. I have a couple different protein powders that I really prefer. If you're wondering what those are, you can reach out and let me know. But basically, I put like some powdered greens, powdered protein shake, and then like a couple of like frozen strawberries or frozen mixed berries. Sometimes I might put some banana in there, but not all the time. And then some kind of dairy-free milk. So usually like some kind of almond milk or coconut milk. And then I blend it up. I have a BlendTec blender. So I have, you know, one of the more expensive blenders that you can thoroughly mix and blend green smoothies. And so I will have that. Or sometimes instead of the green powder, I might use some actual fresh spinach or kale. And sometimes I also might use something like do hemp seeds or like a little bit of nut butter of some kind instead of the protein powder in with the green smoothie. So anyhow, I, you know, will rotate around things a little bit. I have a couple classic recipes that are my favorite, and then I have some others that I really enjoy. And I will include a link where you can go download my copy of my free ebook that contains 20 healthy green smoothie recipes to help you have a lot more energy. And then in addition to that, I also... send out other additional recipes and things to help you in your journey of health by joining my email list. So I will include the link in the show notes where you can go and get that. So that's the second thing I like to eat for breakfast. And the third thing I like to eat for breakfast is buckwheat waffles. And I have a really good recipe that I make. And what I do is I make the buckwheat waffles and I use coconut sugar. So I make sure that I stick to paleo so I don't use, you know, regular sugar. And then I, you know, usually will make around six or so at a time, which is technically doubling the recipe. And then I will eat two for breakfast that morning, and then I'll freeze the other four and save them. And so then I have enough for two other servings without having to cook them frequently. And then I will eat them with like a little bit of grass-fed butter, and then sometimes maybe some frozen berries on it, or, you know, might put some nut butter or something on it, or occasionally a little bit of honey or maple syrup. I do sometimes do honey or maple syrup, although I'm really trying to cut back and not do that. But, you know, in the past, sometimes I've done that too. So anyhow, those are the main things that I like to eat. I also have a really good recipe for, of course, gluten-free tapioca flour crepes that I will make sometimes. And so I'll make those crepes and then, you know, we'll eat them with like some frozen berries was the most common thing that I eat it with. But sometimes, you know, there might be some other toppings that I might include. And this recipe is really simple because basically all you do is you mix basically just some tapioca starch with some water and egg and vanilla. So it basically just has those four ingredients in it. And the standard recipe that I typically use has 1 cup of tapioca starch to about approximately 1/2 to 3/4 cup of water and 2 eggs and a tablespoon of vanilla extract in it. And you just mix it really thoroughly, and then you spray the pan, a nonstick pan, with, you know, I like to use like an olive oil or coconut oil spray. So I like to really avoid things like Pam spray that have some additional inflammatory oils and chemicals in it. And then, you know, just cook, and it usually makes, depending on the size of the pan, anywhere from 2 to 4 of those. And then just, you know, enjoy those. Or you can eat it also with a little bit of the grass-fed butter and maybe a little bit of honey for breakfast, or, you know, maybe some nut butter with it. So you get the idea. So anyhow, that's really the fourth option of what I sometimes eat for breakfast, although I eat that one less frequently than I eat the other three. Probably really only do the tapioca crepes or slash pancakes probably about once every 10 days or so. Sometimes less than that. Sometimes I'll even wait 2 or 3 weeks before I have it again. So anyhow, you get the idea. And I think the most important thing besides making sure that you have breakfast is that you want to be a little balanced. So you want to make sure you have a little bit of protein, even if the protein's in the form of a little bit of nuts or nut butter, or, you know, if the protein's eggs, or if it's a protein shake or powder, You want to have some protein. You want to have a little bit of carb to get you going. You want to have a little bit of green in there, or fruit if possible. You want to avoid anything that's too sugary. And ideally, you really want to be cutting back, if not almost not having sugar, when you have thyroid or autoimmune issues anyway. But you really don't want to have that first thing in the morning. You also don't want to be eating a whole bunch of caffeine in the morning, or drinking, rather, a bunch of caffeine in the morning. In fact, ideally, what I've been told, and I actually have never been a coffee drinker, but I've actually been told in several programs that if you are a coffee drinker, you really need to quit the coffee and give it up in order to really obtain hormone balance and healing from your autoimmune. Now, I know some of you are probably going to be like, no, I can't do that, but, you know, that's, anyhow, that's what I've been told, that the research is out there that you really shouldn't be doing it. And so in a lot of ways, I'm really grateful that that's not something that I've ever done. So anyhow, too much caffeine, too much sugar, too much processed food. You want to avoid all that in the morning and give yourself, well, something that is substantial enough for you to have the energy that you need throughout the day. So in some ways, this is why some kind of, you know, like a green smoothie with some protein in it to help you feel more fuller, and or eggs with vegetables are really my favorite breakfast. You know, the buckwheat waffles and the tapioca flour crepes are good as well, but they are a little more heavier on the carb or the starch side, so they're not quite as good as the other two options. So anyhow, I hope you found this helpful, and take care. And if you would like to talk with me, of course, as always, to remind you that I offer free wellness consultations, you can go to annalaurabrown.com/wellness, and I will include that in the show notes as well. Take care, and I look forward to hearing from you and sharing with you again next Tuesday on another episode of Healthy Happy Autoimmune.